Good morning. Rescuers said yesterday that the frantic effort to reach a two-year-old boy who fell into a narrow, deep borehole 7 days ago has again been slowed by difficult terrain. Provincial authorities said that a drill used to create a vertical shaft parallel to the waterhole has hit a rocky patch. There has been no contact made with Julian Rosseo, who fell into the 110-metre deep shaft a week ago during a family meal in the countryside north of Malaga. At just 25 centimetres wide, the borehole is too narrow for adults to enter. The only sign of the toddler search and rescue teams have found so far is hair that matched his DNA inside the hole. Rescuers hope to find him at a depth of 72 metres where a blockage has hampered efforts to go deeper. A specially made cage has arrived at the site ready to lower mining rescue experts down the shaft. The experts then hope to dig a horizontal tunnel to the spot where they believe the boy is trapped. Angel Garcia, the leading engineer coordinating the search and rescue operation, said on Saturday that the horizontal tunnel would take at least 20 hours to dig. Police in Barcelona have arrested seven people on suspicion of attacking cars that work with the ride-hailing apps like Uber and Cabify as part of a protest by taxi drivers that turned violent on Friday. The attack occurred after taxi drivers announced an indefinite strike protesting at a regional government plan to regulate the ride-hailing services, which they argued was too lax. Taxi drivers continued to block a major street in Barcelona on Saturday, and taxi drivers in Madrid are planning to go on strike today. The taxi drivers want the regional government to force users of services like Uber to contract rides 12 hours beforehand. The regional government is proposing a 15-minute time limit. A convicted murderer is suspected of fatally stabbing the lawyer who defended him 15 years ago before throwing himself off a bridge in Teruel on Friday. The dead woman, Rebecca Santamilia Canther, who's 48, represented José Javier Salvador Calvo in 2003 when he was tried for shooting his 29-year-old wife, PP candidate for mayor, Patricia. Calvo, who's 50, was given 18 years in order to pay €120,000 to each of his three children, who were minors at the time. He's been on probation since 2017 and is now believed to have killed the lawyer, whose body was discovered at his home during the early hours. Her husband had reported her missing on Thursday afternoon. According to Spanish press reports, the delegate of the government in Zaragoza has confirmed that the lawyer and Calvo were having a relationship. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.